So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
A flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. It's her and her friends, and they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, between, welcome to a brand new episode of the Wrestle Club UK podcast. And we are back, baby. We are back.
So much better you doing the intro.
I did the intro earlier, it just felt weird. I don't like doing it when you're not here. It's so good.
Head of the table's back.
Me and him and Dave just looking at each other, I'm like,
so
yeah, I know he's done no prep.
Welcome to the show.
We are at Edinburgh Fringe and we're here at Monkey Bar. We figured we might as well just record them while we're here because the boys are here. Richard was in the country but has now disappeared. Yeah. But he'll be back. He'll be back.
Okay.
He'll be back. He's also, my poster's not there. Did we see? My poster's not there. Yeah, Monkey Bar, we love you. Yeah.
I don't think it's on the shop, but just know, so you know, there's a poster of Sakisa behind us. It is the biggest egotistical thing I've ever seen in my life. She's like, you got my stars on there.
Stars there, don't take it.
You got my stars on there.
Yeah. How are you doing, Daddy?
Very good, babes. Beginning a lot. Living my best life.
How are you doing, Ibs?
Loving life. A little too much.
A little bit too much. The boys, as we know, are party boys, and they both have got relationships, so I'm very intrigued.
He doesn't.
No!
Oh, you just found out on the board?
Yeah. I just found out on the board!
Hey! Well.
You haven't told her? You found out on the podcast?
Why? Because Ibs has been
Ibs
has been bad with his phone.
He's nervous. Can you see how nervous he is right now?
Ibs has been bad with his phone.
Hey, I didn't know. No, we're not doing this.
Ibs has been very bad with his phone. So, like, he's not responded to messages.
There's a reason why.
Not to everyone, man. He's replying to some messages, I think.
Hey, listen. Hey, you know, hey, listen, wrestling, innit? We like wrestling.
Let's talk.
You love wrestling a lot, mate.
He loves wrestling a lot. Wrestling emotions, wrestling messages.
Let's just say the schedule has changed. There's been less.
The schedule
Wait, time out.
So have you been watching
Raw? The
schedule's
changed. Yeah. NXT. No, we ain't got time
SmackDown.
For NXT. We got time for SmackDown.
Did you watch the pay-per-view?
Yeah.
SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Okay, have you been watching AEW?
No.
Have you been watching AEW?
No, of course not. No.
Come on. Why
a little
not?
Bit. No, I'm obviously going to watch Forbidden Door.
Your Forbidden Door? Yeah. Obviously, because they obviously will have the UK wrestlers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll obviously watch that. Yeah. I'll keep up on YouTube a little bit.
Also, by the way, last time we proper like were together, you lot mentioned that you potentially would do wrestling training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Ibs is doing it every single night.
Oh, wait. Hey. No.
Sometimes twice a day.
Listen.
I'm literally staring.
Hold on. Listen. I've had a good fringe. Yeah, I've been there 2 days. Yeah, no problems. I've been at. Listen, nothing.
How much bunda have you had?
No bunda at all. I've been with this guy the whole time. We were watching shows about cheese and foreskins.
Are you going to watch any wrestling shows, by the way? Obviously, you think this is all my show. I'm seeing your show. I want to see Chuck Slam.
We might see Mythos because like
I feel like I want to see Mythos again.
We kind of have to go.
Yeah,
you explain to him what that show actually is. If they don't know.
Mythos Ragnarok is a wrestling show, but it's based like in. Like if they were gods,
Thor and Loki, and all that.
It's very much a theatre-based show, but it's got actual wrestlers in it, so it's actually
like
really
a ring. They do.
It's proper in a ring.
Loki was sick that year, man. Well, the guy who played Loki was insane.
Loki is, you know, twat. from the UK indie circuit.
Yeah, no, I do know. This is the way you went. Loki is.
Twat.
What an insult. Loki's a twat.
he is.
I think we'll watch that. So yeah, they're the three must-see wrestling shows in the Fringe. Sakisa, Tegan and Ethos. Twat.
So obviously we have got our guest today.
We do.
Mr. Christopher McCarthy Boyer.
Oh. Yes.
CMB, Mr. CMB. Let's bring him into CMB. 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 CMB.
Hey, friends, the head of the table here. Just giving this podcast a little pause to let you know a little inside gossip if you didn't know. Mm-mm-mm. On the 31st of October and on the 1st of November at the legendary York Hall in Bethnal Green, we'll host the greatest spectacle of Lucha Libre. Coinciding with the Day of the Dead, this year's show will be especially historic because it will host the final London appearance of El Hijo del Santo, Mexico's most legendary luchador, who will share the ring with his son, Santo Jr. The lineup also includes some amazing Mexican wrestling stars. So get your tickets now. It's going to be absolutely amazing and not an event to miss. So get those tickets. Hopefully, I'll see you there.
Wrestle Club Podcast.
Welcome. Welcome to the pod. Welcome to the pod.
I loved it when Diamond Dallas Page hit the.
Yeah.
I used to do that in nursery.
So, Christopher, me and you in passing have talked about wrestling.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy that you've come onto the pod.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Cheers.
When did you first get into wrestling?
Yeah, WCW when I was a baby. Mm. You know, I was only born in 1983, but I have vivid memories of Rey Mysterio.
You could have dropped it in 1993. Some of us are old on this podcast.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You're looking at me for me.
Black don't crack for me.
I'm cracking, man. rapidly. But yeah, I remember watching WCW when I was like a WCW boy. Everybody liked The Rock and Stone Cold, and I was like, nah.
Also, when the Attitude Era was happening, you were like teen WCW.
I started watching because we had like a dodgy cable box, and like after 10 o'clock, Cartoon Network would stop going.
Yeah.
And then the TNT would show up, and then that's how I watched it.
That was
and
exactly
the only reason why I was allowed to watch it because my mum thought Big Sexy was sexy, obviously. Shout out Kevin Nash, man. Honestly,
I didn't know Kevin Nash would get this many shout outs.
Well, he did went on to do Magic Mike, so you know.
No, I mean, guy's a big, big, sexy fucking human oil tanker, basically. Do you know what I mean? Diesel.
So who was your guy in WCW?
Oh, I'm a Rey Mysterio boy.
Yes, man.
When he took the mask off, I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
I had my dad's a hairdresser. I used to have Rey Mysterio's mask shaved in the back of my head. The way some people have like Adidas and shit. Yeah. I had Rey Mysterio.
Mate, I had 619 in the side of my head one year. When everyone started getting like, did you not remember the year where people started getting things shaved in their head? You've unlocked a memory because kids used to have like Adidas or the Nike in their head. I had 619 at school.
I had the two eagles of his mask, the big cross and the 619, but people always thought it said 69 because the one kind of blended in with the cross. And they'd be like, 69! And I'd be like 9 years old, like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Just shouting booyaka booyaka around.
I think if you went to a barber in like any part of London, you're like, yeah, could I get 619 and old Rey Mysterio back of my head? They'll be like, you need to leave the shop. You need to remove
sort of
your
barber's going to, man.
This was a home job, you know? But I had the Rey Mysterio, I had the Hurricanes logo shaved at the back of my head. 2004 type beat. You know, I went to Manchester with my dad to see a house show. Shawn Michaels versus Triple H, had the Hurricane logo, had the Yin Yang, which, I mean, obviously that goes beyond wrestling, that's Taoism, but it was mostly RVD. Yeah. So,
trying to find peace.
Everyone's on wow, it's all about peace and tranquility, you're like,
I think it's a bit of Van Dominator. So yeah, I'm a big Mark. Well, I've kind of went off it recently, but I'm going back, I'm a big fan.
So how did you feel about Goldberg?
Goldberg, that was my dad's favourite wrestler. Oh, yeah. My dad loved Goldberg. He hated Ric Flair. He loved Goldberg, and I'm the complete opposite. I think everybody rebels against their dad, you know? Yeah, so that
was my form of rebellion. Rebellion was like, woo! the dinner toe was chopping him. Go to your room. Whoa, Goldberg! You're late for school.
I can imagine you doing that. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, no, I'll do the strut.
Just start, woo! Just styling and profiling all the way.
I've been strutting to the stage recently. Yeah. It's awesome.
Have that as your entrance.
I hated it's not I hated them. It's just I like the more kind of flashy people and the more high flying, and I like the masks and cool outfits. You know, like RVD always had the airbrushed singlets and shit. Whereas Goldberg, it was just the black pants and
the liked his entrance, though. You know,
his entrance with the sparks was
in the sparks.
Recently, he just retired, and you can see his final entrance, and he comes out with like all his family. They're the people that.
Oh wow.
What? This is the first time I've ever thought Goldberg entrance was wholesome. Do you know what I mean?
Is this the Gunther match?
Yeah, the Gunther match.
Wow. I didn't get the chance to see that, but people are saying he no sold the chops, and people are like, well, that's his whole character, is that he chops really hard, and you're just laughing it off. You bald bastard.
we're not a fan. Don't worry. We're all Ric Flair marks in it, but don't worry about it.
Yeah, of course.
Fuck your dad.
So when have you started falling off of the wrestling? Because obviously WWE has gone over to Netflix.
It went to Netflix, you know. And I think, like, honestly, you're talking about, like, WCW being on after Cartoon Network when I was a wee guy. And, like, I know for a fact that, like, in Britain, it was when, like, it was on Channel 4 when it was the peak popularity of the Attitude Era. And then when it went to Sky 1 and it went behind the paywall with the Ruthless Aggression Era, I feel like it kind of disappeared from popular culture for a few reasons, I think. But for now, I think this could be a reintroduction of wrestling to the mainstream. It's quite an exciting time from an outside perspective. It was just then, basically. It was when CM Punk left AEW, and I was a bit of an AEW head for a while. Yeah. And that just kind of broke my heart because the backstage stuff was more interesting than the onstage stuff.
That is most of AEW. That's AEW in a nutshell. It's like their infighting off camera is much more entertaining than what you see on camera.
100%.
So obviously AEW. So you did watch it.
Oh yeah.
Because these boys don't watch AEW.
Right.
I watch AEW.
I like some wrestlers.
You work to come out with like semi traumatized.
John Moxley. I will say the kebab
was in their head, mate. On my birthday.
I love that. Trying to eat my
lunchbox in Edinburgh in peace, mate. Can you stop?
Last pay per view, which was in Texas, the Texas Death Match.
Is that where he hung him?
Yeah.
Oh, I seen a clip of that. Yeah. It's just fucking barbaric.
John Moxley and. What's his name? Adam
Hangman Page.
Yeah.
Oh my God! If you not watch the match, boys,
I've watched bits of it.
Watch
that man
the match.
Used to be a school teacher. That's how. Do you know how Adam Page used to be a school teacher?
Yeah.
Now you're hanging dons off.
Yeah. And then also, didn't John Moxley put a plastic bag over people's heads?
Yeah, it was fucking
feral, mate.
That's awesome, man.
I love it.
It's stuff. The
only. That's what I mean. I can't watch it all because it's too much.
Yeah, was it the last movie you watched? Someone licked blood.
Nigel
McGuinness is shaking his head.
That was Adam Page in that other match. No, he went under and like, went in his mouth.
How do you find AEW compared to WWE?
Oh, well, I don't know. WWE, I kind of turned off WWE. I don't know if they still do this because I know there's a new administration, so I stopped watching, but the fake crowd noise for me really made it unbearable because in wrestling, Kevin Nash, my favorite wrestler, he has a good quote where he says the only two things that are real in wrestling is the money and the miles. No, the heart and the miles, I think, is the only two things that matter. And it's like, for me, the third thing is the response for the crowds. The real thing, like, you're putting on your show and, like, whatever the crowd reacts to that, that's the real thing. And if you're just covering over that with, like, fake boos and fake cheers and stuff, I can't really stand that. Whereas AEW did have a kind of about rawness to it.
Yeah, because I think John Cena said that as well, and like, recently he's like, it's the crowd. Like, it's how they respond to us, and that's how some wrestlers get over, and like Karrion Kross getting like some mad like cheers, and it's like, we want Kross. They want it. Yeah.
I've heard about that, and I'm really shocked.
It was the same as us.
Sorry, Kross, if you're a listener, but you know,
you're gonna get so much.
Is he really popular now?
Yeah, he's got popular. He's just been released.
So he's
he didn't get released. His contract expired. Yeah. His contract expired.
He'll come back. He'll do an R-Truth in it.
Well, because this is the thing I was saying, that how.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Truth had the chance where everyone on Raw and SmackDown is very much, we want Truth, and then the next week he turned back up. So we were, like, everyone's thinking maybe the same thing's going to happen to Cross.
Yeah, I mean, I stopped watching like before LA Knight got big. I guess one of the last WWE things I seen before I quit WWE to go full AEW was like the, I mean, this is how long ago it was. It was Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight in a glow in the dark.
Oh, sponsored by Mountain Dew.
Sponsored by Mountain Dew.
Oh, foolishness.
And I was like, this isn't for me anymore. No, I don't mean to anyone, but it's not for me anymore.
We all nearly did the same thing. I'm in a toxic relationship, mate. I'm in it for the long haul now. Don't worry, I'm there. So you can show me a glow in the dark match. I will watch it next week. It's fine.
I think when you think about looking back on like the Bray's runs, like, they did him dirty.
He did him so wrong.
And they're doing him low key dirty now with this.
So like I came out before LA Knight got big, and people are like, oh, LA Knight's getting the biggest reactions, and I'm like, what the
Eli Drake? No.
He's short as well, don't worry.
Well, can I ask, were you, if you're thinking about in that respect, were you a John Cena guy?
When I was a wee boy, man, I remember my first pay-per-view I ever got to watch, because my dad was about a cheapskate and never wanted to get the pay-per-views. He was like, we'll just watch Nitro. I was like, okay. But then I remember a guy in my school called Graham Pauly.
Shout out to Paulie.
I think he's a policeman now. He got WrestleMania 20.
Nice.
And he made a video for me, and he gave me the video. And I watched it. Maybe in a DVD. He gave me it, and I remember I was watching it. So hit, you know, John Cena,
him and Big Show, right?
Him versus Big Show. Yeah. And he hits him with the knocks.
Yeah.
And he's like, boof, and he hits him with the FU. Not an attitude adjustment yet. Awesome. And I remember some incredible John Cena. When he was just coming up, that was like, you could just tell he was going to be huge. You could just tell.
Because I'm not a John Cena girl.
No.
He is.
I've become a John Cena guy. There was a period where Super Cena, I hated Super Cena.
Oh, I hated Super Cena.
Yeah, like the Wade Barrett fiasco to this day.
Yeah.
To this day.
Yeah. Wait, hold on, wait. The Firefly Funhouse match was fun.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I
think as I'm, like, as in my older age, I'm more of a John Cena guy. Like, remember Money in the Bank when we saw John Cena?
We cried.
Me and Danny really cried.
So I took the boys to Money in the Bank.
Wow.
And he looked at us and he asked, swear down.
Yeah.
He did this to us and went, you're Danny and Nibs. Yeah. Yeah. Swear down. Yeah. Wow. On my mum's life.
Yeah. So I took the boys to Money in the Bank and they didn't, we've told this story in the podcast before, but they didn't realise how far we were going to be sitting, like how close we were going to be sitting. So we walked down and we were sitting quite close. But then halfway through the show, John Cena, them lot were going to go toilet. They were going to go toilet. And then John Cena's music hit, and I'd never seen the boys run so fast.
I like this.
Rabadoo!
Honestly.
I think I would shit my pants if I heard John Cena's music. It's John Cena! John Cena! Because I hated them Super Cena, but I loved them when he was coming up. And then
The Super Cena was a bit much.
It was hard, you know.
Four moves of doom, that kind of vibe. Yeah.
Like, you've never seen a babyface win the way he would win, and you're like, this like, is heel shit.
It was disgusting. It was disgusting the way he was
doing. Didn't he, like, just, like, trap Batista under so many chairs? And it's like, I'm still a good guy. You just killed the guy.
You nearly killed Umaga, like, five times, man.
So you've not seen his heel run, have you?
I watched a wee clip, and I thought, good on you. But I think it's a bit late.
Yeah.
And now I think it's over.
Well, it's his retirement, yeah. Right. Survivor Series is announced to be his last pay-per-view.
I seen a clip and he had the bald spot and I was like, that's such a cool look for a heel.
He's got
hair transplant.
Big boy Cena in hair transplant.
Yeah, he's got hair transplant, so it's no longer there.
Yeah.
He's just looking like, cool.
His thing where he was trying to get rid of the stigma of being Super Cena and he was busting out Code Reds and like springboard stunners and fucking Hurricanranas and getting pile driven by Punk. That was such a cool moment where he was like, I can't wrestle.
Look at this Hurricanrana. That's really weird.
Yeah.
Looks like I'm getting powerbombed somehow.
He always looked like a dog when he was getting Hurricanrana, but his legs were just at the wrong angle. He had dog legs.
Shorts, mate. You can't quite get your legs. He's not the right arm. RVD singlet, you know what I mean? Totally. Doesn't have the same level of panache.
So have you been to house shows? You mentioned one.
Yeah. Okay.
But what about, you talk about house shows, but also talk about indie shows. Do you go to indie shows?
What have I seen? I saw one of the first Insane Championship Wrestling shows as a fluke before it was called Insane Championship Wrestling in Glasgow. When it was in Maryhill, I remember Drew McIntyre was there when he was Drew Galloway, and he came out and apologised because they'd let four backyarders do a hardcore match, and then they had Drew come out and go, I just want to apologise right now for that shit you had to see. Because like one of the backyarders swung a pole, like what are they called? The
light tube.
The light
thing,
tubes,
yeah,
hit
yeah.
the light tubes, and the end fucking broke and shot into the crowd, hit a mum in the chest. And they were like, give her free merch. Then Drew McIntyre.
Get Drew Galloway out.
So that was like,
get the sexy man out. He'll apologize. They love him.
Can't make the mums happy.
Yeah. She's like, oh my God, he's there.
So I saw two local Glasgow ones when I was a teenager. I seen a SmackDown house show. So that was like Eddie Guerrero versus the Big Show. That was
pretty. Oh, Eddie. Yeah.
Frog Splash. Oh, he was feeling froggy that night, I'll tell you. And then I saw a Raw house show in 2004. So I got to see like Triple H versus Shawn Michaels and Matt Hardy versus Batista and loads of cool matches. Edge versus Ric Flair, where Ric Flair pulled Edge's trousers down. Everybody's seen his bum.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sick.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. I've seen Edge's ass, man. Yes. And I've seen an ICW show at the Hydro once or twice. And I went to Japan last year. Went to Korakuen Hall for Kenta Kobashi's birthday.
Shit.
I was in the second row. And like, what's the name of the wee... What's the murder grandpa called? Suzuki?
Yes, it's the...
What's his name again? With the crazy hair. Yeah, he's always in AEW. Yeah, yeah. The wee murder guy. He's like, I got his sweat on me. And I was like, honestly, I don't think it can get much better than this, man. You know, I learned
Japanese.
I'm so jealous.
Japan is the one of the places I really want to go to watch wrestling.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, you don't know where you're going and they're not telling you. You're just wandering about and then someone goes, yeah. And I mean, it was unreal. Kenta Kobashi was there. I mean, there's nothing better, is there, than like... I love going to see wrestling and then seeing wrestlers you don't know and like falling in love.
Yeah.
There was
yeah.
these two girls, they were a tag team. They were big muscle girls. Can't remember what they were called, but they were like, what was, remember Otis and
Heavy Machinery? Yeah.
They were like a female Japanese Heavy Machinery. Oh. They were so, so good. I wish I got their t-shirt. so much. I loved them. It was awesome. Yeah. Wrestling's so beautiful. I need to get back in it, to be honest with you.
I think you're right, though, when you do find those little gems in it. Like, that was Gene Money for me at Progress. Yeah. Watching him, I was like, I love this guy.
Who's
so
Gene
much.
Money?
He's so good. Like, he's the sort of guy in the match, like, he's just talking. Like, he gets that, goes, ow, not that fucking hard. That fucking hurt. Like, it's really good. It's
Kevin Owens tape stuff.
He always has a nipple tape on as well. He is incredible. Gene Money, dude, honestly, look him up. It's so funny.
I was in a wrestling match once.
What?
Joe Coffey gave me the big swing. I was someone's manager. They brought me in because I'm a stand up. They brought me in as a manager, and I lasted one show because, like, I guess I just made a few faux pas backstage.
What did you do?
Yeah. A little bit of backstage gossip. Okay, thank you.
I didn't shake everybody's hand. Because me, it's like, I'm not even here as a wrestler. Like, I respect yous all too much to even pretend to do the I'm shaking everybody's hand thing. Yeah, but then I guess, you know, you're supposed to do that. And I got slapped pretty hard by a wrestler. And, like, my head hit the... So the spot was supposed to be my guy would throw a lady wrestler over the top rope. She would go in the what's it called, the ring apron,
yeah,
and then she would do a sexy dance to distract him, and because he was a bad guy, he wouldn't even care how sexy she was. I would grab her leg, tug it down, she would hit her face up the apron, I would go ha 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 boo, then she would stand up, slap me. Now, I've never been trained in wrestling whatsoever, so I went up to this wrestler and said, hey, they're telling me you're gonna slap me. Someone told me I should put my neck out like this, and then you go for the neck. And she was like, we'll see what happens. So it all happens. She gets thrown over. I tug the leg. She goes down. Boo, boo, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then she gets up. She fucking leathered me in the face, man. I had like a row of ulcers right up the side of the inside of my mouth. Blood started coming out. Hit my head off the guardrail on the way down. My glasses fucking flew off my head. And then someone came over and went, are you okay? And I was like, no. It was insane.
Day one.
People it's come up to me and went,
concussed with a slap.
Do you know when, like, WWE Shut Your Mouth, it was a finisher, and it was Ladies Slap or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got KO'd off the Ladies Slap, man. KO, like, completely.
Blood clots. Rest doing this, the secret side.
How are you bleeding the hard way from a slap in the face?
I'm assuming you don't get your girlfriend to do that now.
No. Wrestling's not for me, cuz. I'm not going to do that.
I mean, Wolfgang, I think Gallus just got let go by WWE.
Yeah. Gallus.
Wolfgang's been in touch saying he's got a gym in the east end of Glasgow. He was like, if you ever want to learn how to do it, come round. That Gallus listens to my podcast, and I've asked them, here comes a guillotine, and I've asked them, if they are wrestling still, could they have a finishing move called Here Comes a Guillotine?
Nice.
I think that's a good name for a finisher. Nice. To hold something and a big leg drop off the top rope and call it Here Comes a Guillotine.
Like, you know, remember the world's best tag team?
Oh, they were awesome.
Yeah. Shelton Benjamin and Johnny. Yeah. So, like, vault himself.
Yeah,
so
hold him, jump out, like, leapfrog him.
Yeah.
The springboard backbreaker type thing. Yeah.
Would you, would you want to shout from the top rope, Here Comes a Guillotine?
Yeah, yeah.
He does it as well. He's got a bit like Devon getting the tables. Yeah. Here comes a Guillotine.
You know how it's just like, tsunami?
Yeah.
So if you were to have a wrestling move, what would be your wrestling move?
I mean, honestly, I think the way Rey Mysterio took the Tiger Faint kick, and, you know, that used to be just some guys on the outside, and then you would do it to kind of freak them out. Yeah. And at some point he went, what if they were doing this? Yeah. You could kick them in the face. I think some kind of, like, maybe like a... some kind of twist on the 619 would be awesome.
So you like proper flippy? You like to be a flippy one?
I can barely do a forward roll, but I feel like my finisher would have to be a 450, 619.
The 400, mate, there's no way. Seeing you in a match, right? He can't even get slapped. He's shouting, here comes a guillotine a lot. Just keep shouting, here comes a guillotine. A 450, 6-1 out of nowhere. World title him now.
Ambitious.
Yeah, maybe like a standing shooting star press, 450, 619.
Does it all get slapped?
But I would like to just try that in a match, not hit anybody, land on my head, and just be taken out. And it's like I never got to never hit anybody.
One match. Just someone just goes,
remember that
one,
guy who came in and just like jumped onto his own head and left? What was that about?
But as you heard from the intro, you do have like an easy name for us to chant.
Yeah,
CMB.
CMB.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, I would love, yeah.
What would be your outfit?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I've always loved
the Rob Van Dam singlet.
The Rob Van Dam singlet.
I could see you in a singlet.
Yeah, you know, I'd have to work on my legs a wee bit, but
and the jaw. Maybe.
some kind of helmet.
I'd love with the glasses still on.
Yeah. I remember in art class, goggles. I made a mask that was like paper mache, and it was on one side, and I had like spikes here.
Phantom
so maybe
of
some
the
kind
of opera.
Yeah, Phantom of the Opera, but with spikes. A kind of Darth Maul Phantom of the Opera type shit would be a good look for me.
A picture in the singular. You come in out. Time for the guillotine.
Here comes the guillotine.
You've made this on SmackDown versus Raw, and you 100%. It's definitely that one you come against. Who the fuck is this guy?
What was your SmackDown versus Raw career wrestler's name?
Wow, you need to pick one, man. Oh, you know, there was so I would have a whole federation basically. I used to be on the wrestling fig. I used to be a wrestling action figure collector.
Yeah.
And like I was on the W Figs message board, and I actually met people. You'd have this thing where you would like take pictures of your figures and like tell a story and tell like a whole match with them. We used to do shit like that. So I would create all my friends' wrestlers on that in the game. I'd like, you know, I would max out every slot available and have my own federation.
Like, and you'd have like a Royal Rumble with career wrestlers.
There's nothing better.
Would they be the Scottish comedians?
No, these were the pre comedy people.
Oh, okay, pre comedy. But would you put the Scottish comedians?
I would love to spend a few days making every Scottish comedy.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
You are in a bit of like a clicky group, which I love. I love your clicky group.
We look out for each other.
I love you lots.
Sadly, none of them know that mean, but I've got you.
Come over. You're like, guys, come on. I'm the Kevin Nash of the group. Come on.
And then someone tells you the other reason why people do that. You're like, oh, I shouldn't be doing that. To be fair. Do you know
what
I mean? Apparently, this is like, it's a right-wing Turkish dog thingy.
A right-wing Turkish dog.
Apparently, it's like, something like.
Should I be wearing this t-shirt?
If you do this in Turkey, apparently.
I think you're right-wing Turkish dog.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Erdogan's the bad Turkish guy. Yeah. Okay.
I just thought it was just like, you know, like.
No, that's where they originally got it from. Like, Sean Walkman and those guys were like,
I just thought it was like the Egyptian old school, like.
Anubis.
It means a lot of things to different people. I suppose some people think it's the Egyptian god Anubis. Some people think it's Turkish right-wing hand gesture. Some people think it means we look out for each other, we're friends.
Wrestle Club Podcast.
Who would win at the Scottish comedian Royal Rumble when you make him off on the game?
Well, it's all about size, isn't it? It's all about mass. It's all about being hard to stick over the top. Who's the biggest?
Mark.
Jennings is tall. Jennings has got a size too.
Great Carly's never won a Royal Rumble though, so.
Yeah, and Rey Mysterio has.
Exactly.
Yeah,
mate.
You're in there,
Shawn Michaels. Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, if you got in at number one, do you think you could go coast to coast?
I could last until and then be put out by some cheap fucker.
Yeah.
Who came in 30th.
Get slapped over the top rope, mate.
I could see you sneaking out.
Yes. Go on commentary, have a chat with them.
Yeah. That would be ideal.
And then at the last minute, sneak back in where everyone's forgotten that you were here.
the stuff Kofi was doing, it got sad with Kofi, I think, because it ended up he would try and do stuff he couldn't do.
Yeah.
Like two years in a row, he couldn't do the trick. That was so fucked up. I love him.
Yeah. Oh, I cried when he won the title.
That was so beautiful. So WrestleMania 30? 31? No,
it's like 36, 30. It's post COVID, right?
Yeah, because it was him and Daniel Bryan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was amazing. Yeah. It was a great incredible match. The way just...
What was your favourite Kofi Rumble moment?
The chair.
The battles on the chair is the best. It looks so fun, isn't it?
That was unreal. That was so cool.
Well, I really love when people try to like do their own version of it in the Rumbles now. Like you see, even the women are doing it now. It's quite funny.
I never look at you like, no, you ain't doing like Kofi doing it.
What is your favourite pay-per-view? Let me rephrase this. What is your favourite either pay-per-view or your favourite match? Because I feel like some pay-per-views have like stipulations in it to it.
Sure.
That one Graham Paul made for me, man, WrestleMania 20. Obviously, a wee bit ruined with the whole Benoit stuff, but.
Separate the art from the artist, I suppose.
Huh?
Separate the art from the artist. It was a good match. Good match. Loads of confetti. Eddie Guerrero was there as well. You know, great moment.
It was great when Eddie Guerrero hugs himself at the end of that show.
Yeah. Trish Stratus and Christian having like the maddest kiss.
There's
some moments where your parents walk in and you're like, oh, no,
man,
this
I was watching 21 with Mickie James and Stratus when she hit the fanny grab, and I was just, my dad was just like, I don't feel comfortable. Because she licked it as well. They cut out the lick on like repeats, but she really just went like that, and then went, and you're like, I mean, it was awesome, but you know, I watch with your dad.
Yeah. It's like porn, isn't it, when you watch that. It's like when you're watching the movie and then suddenly a sex scene comes out of the way, you're like,
good job I got this email.
Can't get out of it.
Cool. I think WrestleMania 20 was pretty wonderful. I liked ECW One Night Stand, the first one. That felt really important at the time.
Would you like to be a Paul Heyman guy?
I don't have the admin skills, I think. Do you know what I mean? I'm not really. Oh, do you mean like a manager? Well, my one go out being a manager was pretty unsuccessful, and I was bleeding from my mouth quite a lot. Do you know what? I found it really difficult doing a promo, because I cut a promo to like a smallish crowd, like, you know, 100 people or something. And man, they really boo you. Like, while you're talking, like in stand-up, I've been booed a few times. Yeah. You know, I've said the wrong thing about Celtic or Rangers or something, and boo! But then they stop, and you can keep going.
Yeah.
In wrestling, they just boo. And you try to say stuff and they're like getting louder and you're like, I know I'm doing my job here, but it hurts your feelings a wee bit, you know?
Dominic Mysterio couldn't talk for weeks. Every time the mic went near his mouth, he was like,
that's one thing that makes me so want to get back into WWE is watching Dominic from afar and seeing how he's Dirty Dom.
The fuck is this? That is you to Dominic.
Yeah. He was my MVP last year.
I know. It just blows my mind because I get flashbacks. There was an episode like episode seven. I literally was like, he's the next big thing. And you were like, fuck off. He's shit. Yeah, and now he's marking out for him. And I'm
so
happy.
He was so bad at the start. He was like hunched. His legs were too lanky. He looked shy.
The hair looked a bit shit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he looked like the mullet and the tash.
You seen that clip of him showing up? Is it CMLL?
Yeah.
He shows up and he takes the thing off and he's got it and he's just like, he looks like a fucking star.
Well, SummerSlam this year was his 20th anniversary. It was so funny.
Incredible.
Have you not seen when they got him in the scene and Raw holding the Nintendo Switch? Because I wanted to recreate
him on the PSP.
It was hilarious because he came out out as Ray, or like had like
the similar colors
as Ray, and then
AJ Styles
came out as Eddie Guerrero in the car, the low rider, and everything like that. It was hilarious. I was like, this is great.
Have you seen Dom come out recently? He was like, he's not against the idea of dyeing his hair blonde again. For the 20 years. Imagine if he comes out blonde.
You're right. He has like come a long way from just being Rey Mysterio's son.
And that's one thing I think is so cool about wrestling is watching people go from being like Dash and Cody Rhodes to being American Nightmare Cody Rhodes with Stardust along the way. And now he's just Cody Rhodes. Mm. Or seeing like, I never got to see stunning Steve Austin become Stone Cold Steve Austin. I never got to see Rocky. What was his name?
Rocky Maiva.
I never got to see Rocky Maiva with the blue stuff and the Jerry Curl stuff. So it's amazing. I just love seeing people progress and like characters change. Like
and you see how comfortable they are as well, wouldn't it? Like in this, like they're like, I fucking found it.
Like Sasha Banks as well. When Sasha Banks came through, she spoke way too fast. She was always doing too much. It was a bit slow, and then eventually, surely but surely. I think now her becoming Mercedes has made it even better.
Yeah.
Eight belt like, Mercedes. Yeah,
eight. All the fucking belts.
All the belts, including the Rev Pro one. Hey. speaking of like women, did you have like a, because the boys.
the way you said that, speaking of women.
Did you have a fancy?
Of course.
Yeah, who was yours?
Oh, I remember sitting down one day and there's a shopping centre in Glasgow in the East End near where I grew up called The Fort. And they had a Borders bookshop. That shows you how long ago it was. And I remember sitting down while my mum went about every shop doing what she wanted to do. I just sat there and I read Lita's autobiography back to front. She completely defined my, you know, don't want to get too real here, but my burgeoning sexuality as a young man. My God. We didn't see when I was playing Here Comes the Pain in the PS2.
Yeah.
It was like it would randomly generate a girlfriend or a valet for you. And if someone came up who wasn't Lita, I would turn the game off. Let's do it again. I would do it seven times in a row just to get Lita. She is like, her story of being like, like going to Mexico and learning how to be a luchador just out of pure love and then making her way to ECW and then getting WWE and then being a punk rocker and stuff.
I'll tell you who you would love. Stephanie.
Yeah.
Stephanie Valcare.
Yeah.
You would love her.
Yeah.
You would.
He doesn't, as we've, you'll find, if, I don't know, yeah.
You will love her, Stephanie Valcare.
But honestly, she's got one move. Ripley just now.
Oi!
I don't know if you've seen my new stuff about Australian girls.
Like, yeah.
I mean,
you know where you've got that.
I just want to be lifted above her head and thrown wherever she wants to put me.
We love mummy. We love mummy.
She's so cool. She's so strong. She looks so cool. She's had the thing with Dom.
Yeah.
Ever since she what was it when she showed up? The women's tournament in NXT?
Mae Young Classic.
The Mae Young Classic. Yeah, when she showed up, when she done the stomp, I was like, oh, fuck. And that's another person whose look and character has just built over the last couple of years. And you're just like, yeah, I need to get back in the wrestling.
That blonde-haired lady. If you told us that blonde-haired lady was going to be
like, Mammy. Mammy's always on the
Yeah.
He's like literally one of the biggest superstars at this moment in time.
And also, it was on if you watched WWE Unreal?
I have not, you know.
If you're not,
I've watched the first two episodes. Half decent. I'm not really, really good.
Have you watched it?
Seen a few clips on my Instagram. The algorithm knows I want to get back in.
Yeah, exactly. this pod's not going to help you out, mate.
It was like CM Punk and I was like Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens talking about the ladder match after and going, did you hurt your head?
Yeah, so funny. Like Owens is covered in blood and he just goes, are you all right, by the way? Sorry about that. I'm like, fucking, he looked like you after you got slapped. That's how my blood's running in. Mad. But Rhea says on there, she was like, they're talking about her character and she shows how nervous she actually gets.
Yeah.
My music hits on there. She was like, my favorite thing I've ever done is when I just randomly said, mommy's always on top. I just said it random and it become that.
Yeah.
And she just went, mommy's always like pissing around. And it's like, oh, now you've got merch. Well done.
Yeah.
Didn't plan on that. That's, I was like, legend.
Well, that's apparently most people's like thing comes out from random.
Yeah.
Comes out of nowhere.
Like D-Von get the tables is because D-Von forgot the tables two times. And then like, D-Von go get the tables.
And then Stone Cold Steve Austin's one, he just was like, I'm just going to recite this. And like, you just came out. It wasn't meant to be purpose. We asked you about if you had a dinner party, which three people would you invite to your dinner party?
Yeah, segment time.
I tell you, I went to Melbourne this year. I wasn't doing a show there. I was just hanging out for the comedy festival.
Smug.
Yeah. Okay. My girlfriend was doing a show there. I thought I'll go out. I was in the airport and it was the day after WWE was in Glasgow.
So you were just hoping you'd see Rhea Ripley, is that what it is? You went to Melbourne, you're like, oh, I'm just going through it. Yeah, you do your show, babe. I'm going to walk around here.
I just see who's kicking up.
Oh, it's WWE. Madness.
It was mental. On the way there in the airport, I walked into Glasgow airport and like everybody in Frankie's and Benny's was standing like meerkats, just like that. And I was like, what's going on over there? And they were like, oh my God, I think Jimmy Uso is in KFC.
No way.
I seen the New Day and WH Smiths.
Oh.
Bat shit.
What?
I see. I mean, it was awesome.
I can, hear that forever. In your voice, how you're telling me this story, I could literally, you could just name wrestlers and random places where they shouldn't be. I saw Jimmy Uso in KFC.
I saw Jay Uso in Subway.
And it's like quite a small airport. So I just seen, and I didn't have the mask on, but he's maybe my hero since I was a baby.
Yeah.
I'm 32 years old. This is, 27 years. I seen Rey Mysterio. And just because I reckon, I know Oscar Gutierrez Jr.'s face when I see it. And I didn't go up and say it. Part of me is like, I just know that, I think, like, as a performer, you know, especially at the Fringe, it's nice having people come up going, hey, I seen your show, that was awesome. Yeah. But at the same time, the way that you want to communicate with your audience is with the performances. Mm. And I think I would just rather not bother my hero and just continue the relationship as an audience member. But
I see what you mean. Then I would have run.
I was in Melbourne and I was pretty stoned one night and I was walking home and then I walked past the Japanese restaurant and I looked in and I seen Dolph Ziggler and Matt Riddle who were doing some kind of like indie in Australia. And I seen them and I was like, this is God telling me you should go talk to wrestlers. This was like 2 days after seeing Rey Mysterio. I didn't go in either. I was just But I would have Rey Mysterio at my dinner party. I would like
mask or unmasked.
Oh, maybe, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a
maybe question. As two separate guests.
Two Rays and a Dom. Perfect.
Yeah.
What
a dinner.
Starter. Yeah. Starter and then the main, ain't it?
He takes mask it off when on. He gets more comfortable. Yeah, yeah.
Let his head out.
Yeah, exactly. Mask on at the starter, just a little nibble, and then at the main, take it off. Yeah.
And if he doesn't like the starter, he keeps the mask on. Yeah. He's just like, no.
It's his version of Come Down With Me, you know? So I would have Rey Mysterio. I would have to have Kevin Nash as well.
Mm.
And then, is my dad allowed to come?
Yeah.
Well, I could have Goldberg there and he can hang out with him.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that.
And I will shun Goldberg the whole time. He'll be asking for like salt and pepper and gravy and shit. And I'll be like, shut the fuck up, you bald bastard.
Put your pants on.
And don't stop headbutting my doors when you get out of the toilet. You can just open the door. And he's like,
Wrestle Club Podcast.
Obviously, you've mentioned that you don't watch wrestling as much as you used to.
Mm.
Did you know that WWE is now associated with TNA?
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah.
How to what extent?
Yeah, Joe Henry pulled up at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you not see that Joe Henry?
Mate, it was the biggest pop.
What was this?
It was Randy Orton was meant to have a match. He didn't have a match scheduled.
It was Kevin Owens, wasn't it? And then Kevin Owens got injured.
Oh, yeah, it was supposed to be Kevin Owens, and then Kevin Owens got injured.
But he still wanted a fight.
And he still wanted to have a match. So he came out, and he was like, I deserve a match. I'm Randy Orton. Uh-huh. Because obviously Randy Orton's on the way out, so we don't know how many WrestleManias he's going to have. So he came out, and we were all watching it at home at the watch party.
Oh, my God.
And we were like, we were trying to figure out who it would be for ages, and then the music hit, and we all
it was just that
and we went mental.
Wow.
It was just his little face. He does that. Yeah. That means so much to him, mate. He's going to put Randy Orton. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Oh, the RKO to him as well, mate.
The RKO was amazing.
He did the whole, like, in the ring, camera shot,
and then he's got
RKO.
Oh, brilliant. Oh.
And then Randy Orton did the pose.
Wow.
Please watch it.
That's
great.
The rub, man.
Some people didn't appreciate like the situation, and I was like, this is the best thing I've seen so far.
Because
great.
As somebody, you know, watching the wrestling channel as a wee guy and getting access to Japanese shows, and I remember the first independent show I ever seen on the wrestling channel was like CM Punk versus Colt Cabana, Ring of Honor, Two or Three Falls, or something like that. And like, it really exposed you to a lot of stuff. And I watched a lot of, I've always been interested in the competition, where it was WCW, AEW, TNA, that bit where it was, I mean, that pay per view where it was AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, and Samoa Joe.
Sacrifice 2008.
That was
unreal.
Unbelievable. That was such a high point of TNA. With the hexagonal ring thing, the X Division matches, the ropes. Yeah. When I first saw an X Division match, Motor City Machine Guns and Suicide. I was like, that's such a goal. What is this?
And it's so mental to like, Motor City Machine Guns are one of those tag teams. Like, we were kids when they were like getting together and becoming. Like, I remember seeing the storyline when it was like, are they going to be a tag team? Are they just like, because they were just two X-Division wrestlers
The
title constantly. And that's another like evolution. We're like,
also, Chris Sabin is not aged.
He's not aged. He looks 12.
And we've had some amazing people from TNA coming into WWE. We mentioned about Joe Hendry, but also Jordan Grace. Jordan Grace, absolutely amazing woman as a wrestler. And it's now like this weird back and forth.
The Forbidden Door.
Also at the minute, TNA, their world champions are two NXT talents.
Yeah. Which is crazy. But also, they've just announced, it got announced like a month ago, or like 3 weeks ago at the last TNA pay-per-view, that it's going to be the Hardy Boys.
Match. Yeah. Versus guess who they got called out by? The Hardys won the tag titles and they got called out by
someone. In the greatest way.
Who? Name a tag team.
No, that the voice is it.
It's the
One last time.
And a tables match.
We don't know yet.
Don't know, but it was funny because
what did they call it? Full Metal Mayhem and TNA. Yeah. The TLC thing.
Bubba comes out and he's like offering. He's like, "Dudley Boys," and everyone's going, "Where is Devon?" And he goes, "Good question," and then doesn't answer it. Devon's clearly at home remembering how to wrestle.
I remember one of the my last when I was kind of falling out with wrestling. There, one of the last things was seeing TNA really struggling to like find its feet and find an identity. So it sounds like it's really back on its feet. That's
cool. It took a really horrible step with like Hulk Hogan when it was in Impact Wrestling. It's like it was just shit.
When it was on its knees and Billy Corrigan got it for a bit and then he sold it or whatever. Yeah, it was sad to see.
It feels like it's back when they change the name back to TNA. It feels like it's sort of back to that almost indie style. Like, I love it.
So because obviously AEW is coming up to Glasgow next week.
I know. I mean, Tony Khan. Love to cut a promo on him right now and say, why do you hate the Fringe?
Why is
every UK show coinciding with the biggest arts festival?
Thank you.
You know that comedians like wrestling.
Yeah. It's the fucking whole podcast on it, Tony.
I live about, 15 minutes away for the Hydro? Like, I
know a couple
upset.
Comedians who are going. they're going to spend like £300 to get front row tickets for the Dynamite.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm not the French baby. I don't have that kind of money.
I think someone asked me about that.
No.
Someone said, are you going to Forbidden Door? And I was like, no.
I'm at the French.
I'm here.
What are you talking about? We'll go down to London. No, what?
And then next year they've announced it to be the week after the French.
I'll be in the front row for that.
Che Burnley, he does the Black Comedy Showcase. Last year he just left it among all the black comics. Like, you run this. I'm like, where are you going? He's going, Wembley.
Where are you going? Wembley.
Okay.
Mark Simmons is going. His day off is the last day of the French, so he can go to Wembley.
Wow, nice one, Mark.
Yeah. So has this conversation convinced you to return back to wrestling?
Yeah, a wee bit. Yeah.
A wee bit.
I would like. Maybe I'll watch Raw.
I've seen the spark in your eyes.
Chatting
about Rey Mysterio. I can see you. Is Dominic Mysterio excited you? You're going to watch it again.
And I think it's because he's living like my ideal life. Like,
Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley. Yeah, mate. Where have you been on this podcast the whole time, mate? I've been saying this for months. I just want to be Dom Mysterio.
Yeah.
So we're going to end the podcast doing, we used to do 60-second questions with our guests, but now I've changed it to blind rankings.
Oh.
Yeah. So we did it with the boys individually, and we had a great time.
It was
time
really fun. Yeah. Yeah.
So because you are obviously here, we love you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, CMB. We're going to do
CMB.
Blind
CMB.
Rankings for Scott.
Here comes the guillotine. Sorry.
We're going to do blind rankings for Scottish wrestlers.
Okay. Kay. And I have to give you a number?
Yeah, so I give you the name, you give me a number. Yeah.
How many are there?
Five.
Fuck.
And you can't change them.
You can't change them.
So if you see someone, you're like, well, they're one top tier, and then someone else comes along, you can't just say, you fuck.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. And
she's
sneaky as well, by the way.
Yeah, she
so look at her in the eye. You think she can trust the keys with the order she's going to read you out? Just think about your options. You told me earlier some of them follow you on Instagram. Don't piss anyone off, or do for
holy
the clip.
Moly, man. Yeah, I've got a few Scottish wrestlers following me on Insta, so this is terrifying.
No ready?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The mood's changed.
Yeah. So, blind rankings Scottish wrestlers. Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross, friend of a friend.
First time this has ever been said on this podcast, mate.
Scotland's a spoken
friend. Nikki Cross, friend of a friend.
Nikki Cross, do you know, I think she's an absolutely incredible performer, and I think she's been really underused and wrongly used, but that is the way that she's been used. I don't think she's lived up to the incredible potential of her talent. A big fan of hers, but I know this is a plain Drankins. I'm gonna stick her.
Four.
And that's a respectful four.
Friend of a friend, you horrible bastard. Does anyone that doesn't know, mate?
Do you know that way where it's like Dean Malenko won the PWI once and people were like, well, that can never happen again?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not about how good you are, it's about how good you've been used and shit. And I don't think Nikki's been. I think Nikki's
Dean
been done
Malenko,
dirty, to be honest
bruv.
With you.
He won
Wrestler of the Year, and then they went, we can't do this in terms of who's actually good. There has to be who's actually been the most successful.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's number four.
Number four.
Soz Nikki.
Joe Hendry.
Friend of a friend.
Joe Hendry. I mean, I'm not the biggest Hendry head.
Oh.
You know, I like the song. And I thought it was cool to see somebody go from, you know, Discovery Wrestling to WrestleMania in like a few years. It's pretty wild. Shout out to Discovery Wrestling in Edinburgh. Never been to a show, but it sounds cool. I'm going to have to go five because he doesn't follow me. And
That's what happens when you're not a friend of a friend. Right. Joe, it's like that. He doesn't believe.
Honestly, I don't know if I do believe in Joe.
Doesn't believe in you.
No.
Number five. Okay, fine. If I fuck up this name, I always fuck up this name, so I do apologize. Noam Dar.
Noam Dar. Okay.
Noam Dar.
Supernova.
You. Yeah.
I'm going to stick him. I mean, Alicia Fox. That was class. That made me proud to be Scottish. He's a West Coast boy. And I liked his cruiserweight. Was he a cruiserweight type?
Yeah.
I'm going to put him at three.
Three?
Yeah.
Three.
I like Noam.
So you got one and two left.
What, I'm worried to them. I wonder if they're going to be fucking shit.
Balls against the wall, mate. Look at you. One and two.
I mean, now I'm like, oh no. What if?
There's one person I'm waiting for.
I'm waiting
not
for a few.
Not the obvious one.
Oh.
As well.
Oh, wait. Can you write that down?
Wait, what down?
Because it might.
Let's see. Look away.
Noam Dar. Alicia Fox.
Next up, we have. Oh, wait, look.
I didn't see it in there. Blind.
Oh, yeah.
No,
you
spelled that wrong. No, well, of course, I'm dyslexic as hell, bruv.
Okay. Yeah. Next up, we've got
top tier
Drew McIntyre.
I mean, again, seeing somebody go from Maryhill Community Centre and everybody was like, he's going to go to WWE soon. We're all really excited for him. This is before, you know, Three Man Band and NXT.
When he was a chosen one.
And seeing him on, like, the wrestling channel doing Irish Whip Wrestling with Sheamus O'Shaughnessy.
Yeah.
When they had that kind of legendary UK feud. I mean, it meant so much to me when he won the belt. And, like, he should have beat Roman at Clash of the Castle.
Yeah. That's some bullshit.
They done him dirty there.
And you got to get Tyson Fury singing instead. Was that the same? Was that what happened?
Yeah, it was.
Man, Hank, I don't know who the next person is going to be. I'm going to go one. He's the first ever Scottish World Heavyweight Championship, and no one can take British as well, but Scottish.
Okay, yeah. So
they really are
don't
trying to sell
us on fucking Andy Murray.
No, we are not.
Until we get a Will Ospreay WWE title run, we're going to put him in. We're claiming him, bruv.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Last but not least.
Okay.
Grado.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, Grado's... He's a good guy. Friend of friend. He's he's like a comedian. And he's like an actor.
Yeah.
He's been on Have a Word, wasn't he? He's actually great on that.
He's like, yeah, I'm happy with him at 2.
Cool.
Yeah. What a great. Sorry if there was not much drama.
No, that's actually quite a good list,
to be fair.
Apart from Joe Hendry.
I mean, Grado above Joe Hendry is quite funny.
Yeah. Grado's
like
great.
But he's brilliant.
Yeah, he was at that show I did. He was in a blindfold match against Shaw Samuels.
Oh, nice.
Opening thing. Yeah.
He was on the, what was that wrestling show on ITV for a tiny bit?
World of Sport.
Was it World of Sport?
Yeah.
Recently, that was like the new
and
one.
Wayne Barrett was like the big commentator.
Yeah. Grado was on that, and he was like, I was it was so batshit because it was on after like Total Wipeout, and my mum was watching it. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? She went, it's not turned off yet. I'm like, Grado, you're watching wrestling, and she was like, oh yeah, I am. I thought it was Gladiators. Yeah.
that whole, I mean, I can't wait for the books and the shoots to come out about that era of British wrestling, where it was World of Sport, going to NXT UK, and all the territories we're getting. I mean, that is going to be so interesting to see people talk about that.
Yeah,
that couple of years is really spicy.
Yeah, I can't wait for the concert.
And I'm here for it.
Sounds good. Well, thank you.
We spilled the tea on it. Well,
thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks so much
for
having me. It's been awesome.
Yeah.
You enjoyed
it?
CMB, everyone. CMB.
CMB. CMB. Not in a Turkish way. Not in a Turkish way.
Please do follow.
Have anyone said that at all? Not in a Turkish way. I hate Erdogan.
Please do follow Christopher on social media. I'm assuming he's going to go on tour at some point. So
next year.
Yeah, go follow him on social media and go and see his absolutely amazing show. This has always been the Wrestle Club UK podcast. Joined by Danny Scott.
Adios.
Ibs.
Bye.
And our guest, CMB Christopher McCall.
You've fairly lost it, mate. As always,
I'm your host, the head of the table, Sakisa, aka the head of the table. We'll see you again for another episode of Wrestle Club UK podcast.
Just a little reminder at the end to get your tickets for the 31st of October and the 1st of November at the legendary York Hall for the greatest spectacle of Lucha Libre. See you then.
And it was a mess.
A flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast with Sakisa. It's her and her friends. And they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!